T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
So on our texting machine.
Yes. Oh, where people.
A lot of people have said 1,000 Yuzi. Sold.
10,000. You got to go $10,000.
Like, you made $3,000 already if you're ready to,
really?
To do that.
Are you just going to go? Well, you got to buy the. You gotta buy some nice panties. They gotta be good. You can't go to
All
Target.
All my panties are nice.
Yeah, that's what. Look, you're gonna give away the panties you already have. You gotta go get some
special
panties.
Well, yeah, that's
panties.
How you upgrade. You get rid of the old ones and send those out. With all your newfound
go buy
loot.
Packs. All you want. You want basically brand new panties that have been worn once.
Uh huh.
But you don't
actually. Wanna... Someone sent in and said, this is a lady who did it for. Who really did it.
Oh, this girl does it.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. She said that she would. Where was it? She would wear them for 3 days.
Oh.
I guess that's really a way to...
You need to get it
get
stinky.
Get a lasting,
impression.
Memorable, right?
3 days. I would think that they'd actually be just stinky.
Well, that's
what
you
that's
want.
That's what they want, right?
Oh, really? Just don't they just want the lovely scent of a fresh...
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I think
I don't want to put used panties back on, though. On that third day, I'd be like, oh, Jesus.
Well... For, you know, $1,000.
I guess. That means you can only make $1,000 every 3 days.
For doing nothing. You didn't do anything. You were a woman.
Usually, yeah. You know.
You want to work out in them. And
Oh, they want them sweaty, too. I
probably,
see.
Probably all the stuff.
Mm.
See, I don't know if the time I experienced this, it was with someone who I'm with. So I had that
familiarity.
Yeah, there was, I got like, that's why I thought that's why it worked.
Mm.
I don't know if I would
a stranger's
random person.
Well, no, and you, I mean, you can't even sleep in a hotel bed. I'm going to guess that a stranger's underpants would, you know,
be problematic.
You put them over your head because I think, don't you wear them, Vinny?
You don't, I don't, I didn't wear them. That's a story we heard, though, is that they're being worn.
Right over the face.
Right.
You know, the leg holes
worn?
Or the eye holes.
What?
Are they worn? Are they put
I
over
don't
his
know.
Face? If you're going to walk around the house in that look, you know.
I think it's just worn for a moment in time.
Are you going to get thongs, like with a, you know, like a G-string? Because that string is just right on where it stinks. I mean, I just don't know.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying.
Let's just start the trash. I'm sure
Kanye.
I'm sure Kanye needs to.
What does Kanye have to say about that?
Say
well,
stuff.
I'm going to start with Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. In case you haven't heard, major surprise news, they've broken up.
And Hooman won the bet.
Oh, yeah. Hooman
we still got to give him money.
First. Yeah. Right. You know what?
Well,
I'm
not walking around with fives. You got to give me a second.
All right. Kanye West, he's in Africa right now. Let me grab the thing here. He is. He basically rented out an entire safari lodge to record a new. And look. This is the record that was supposed to come out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, right.
Apparently, I decided I'm not done. So he went to Africa to finish it. He rented an entire African safari lounge. Lodge,
yeah.
Or lounge, whatever. I'm sure he's lounging there. And apparently, he's pretty bored. Because he did a 9-minute rant on Twitter that is, I don't even know if it's funny. Hooman, I haven't heard any of it yet. Hooman was laughing his ass off at this.
You but can put audio on Twitter?
Yeah, apparently. It's a video.
Oh, okay.
So.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I don't know too much about Twitter.
I thought it was just.
I think you put videos
words.
On. Just the words.
The Silicon Valley's like, you guys.
I know. Yeah, we're donkeys. We know.
Yeah, sorry. I just don't care about Twitter.
Yeah.
Except, you know, and actually, I don't want to be on it because I'm afraid I'll get in a fight. You know, I just want to live my life. I don't need to be in a fight on
I know.
On
I'll
my
say
phone.
Something wrong for sure.
Right. Every time my phone buzzes, I'm like, oh, no. What punch am I taking now?
It's enough hostility on Facebook without going to look for the real danger.
Right. Yeah. So he went to Africa. He wants to find his roots while he's recording his new album. But, you know, shutting down a luxury resort for weeks is not probably the most authentic African experience. So he is in Uganda. Kim and the kids are there. And the place is closed to the public until the end of this week.
Oh, man, this place looks amazing.
Does it?
It's called the Chobe Lodge in Uganda. It's right on the Nile River. It's unbelievable. Like, the hippos are everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Here, I'll just...
Yeah, show me a picture of this. I wanna...
That's Can just you, writing.
Look at
oh,
that.
Oh, boy.
There's that, and then there's the elephants.
That were ladies.
That looks amazing.
Where's the elephants?
They're in the background.
Oh, they were?
You can't get too close to them.
Oh, okay.
Like, the hippos are all
thing?
In here. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole resort. Because he doesn't want anyone bothering him or his guests.
So this is his balcony for what he wakes up to. Like, you walk out and you have this dining set up.
I'm sorry, that's the Nile right there?
Yeah, that's the Nile.
Wow.
All right.
And here's the elephant, see him?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan. I like elephants.
So you'd think he'd be busy. You know, he's working on the album. But apparently he had time for... a 9-minute Twitter rant about mind control. So Hooman was cackling away as he was listening to this. He had to record all 9 minutes of it so he could cut it up and stuff. And I'm like, oh, it must be really funny. And he goes, I don't know if it's funny. It's just stupid. So with that in mind, here is... so we've got some intro. You've broken this time. You've chapterized this. Is that a word?
Yeah.
The intro is about mind control. Here we go.
So real quickly, quick disclaimer, there are some pauses I did take out, but there are some natural pauses that need to be left in as he's trying to form his next thought. So you're going to hear pauses throughout this. Yes. Here's your first one.
Kanye West. I don't disagree. So far, I'm okay.
Did you hear that?
Tesla vibes. Tesla,
straight up Sigmund Freud Tesla vibes. All right. So he's a genius. He just got back his IQ scores. That's good news.
Right.
Oh, boy. He's hashtag me too in his mind. Right. Stop touching my brain, man.
Right.
Okay, so there's just a so look.
That's your
other than the part where he jumped in about his IQ and that he's, you know, a genius. So thanks for telling us that. You know, I think that I don't necessarily call it mind control, but definitely we're influenced by social media, not necessarily in the best way. So far, not that crazy, Hooman.
Right.
More on mind control is chapter two.
Here we go.
Isn't that what he does to Kim Kardashian? Constantly, he tells her what to wear.
Where?
Didn't he throw out half her clothes when he married her?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He sounds very calm, though. I was expecting a rant. You know, he's so he's
ranting, Sarah. This is a rant.
This is a quiet rant,
right?
Though, right.
He's not like yelling, but he's ranting.
Yeah. Okay.
He's bored. All right. Here we go.
Sounds like he's like someone's napping nearby.
Oh, he is there with the children.
Perhaps
they are actually. That might be why he's not like. Because usually he starts to
going
get
on. Right. He's not fired. He's
good
not.
Good call, Vinny.
Someone's taking
Vinny
a nap nearby.
Has been on phone calls with a napping baby nearby. All right.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, is that the whole second one?
Yeah, that's
okay,
the whole second one.
Part three. It's titled "Money and Buying a House."
This is probably his best one.
Okay. All right.
Or this one or the
My
next
best,
one?
You mean?
Worst. The one I like the most.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
That is. Somebody made him buy a house. And
he nailed
can't
it, though.
Stop working
he
on
did
it.
Nail it.
That's the beauty of a house. There's
no.
always something to do.
No. That is not the beauty of a house.
That's
you
want
to get home on a weekend and not go, oh my God, I have 20,000 things to do around here.
And the roof is leaking and the toilet's broken. And
right.
I need a new water heater. Right?
Right.
Right.
It's a
I like
pit.
It.
Right?
Money pit.
It's a great investment,
sure.
though.
We're going to have to clean the gutters. It's going to start raining soon.
Yeah, that's what you, well, you got to do it.
Right.
Before it rains. Okay. Now we're number four. We're going to get into, he's got some kind of mantra that he tells himself all the time. So, you know what I've been doing at night to get to sleep is this thing that Vinny talked about a couple weeks ago. It's like how they train soldiers to go to sleep.
I tried it so hard last night, and I could not make it work.
Oh,
I didn't sleep for a minute last night. How about you?
I got a great night's sleep.
What?
I'm telling you, this chant works. Like, I get in bed, and I do all the whole relaxation. Then you just start by, you know, relax your jaw, relax your shoulders, relax all the stuff. And then the whole time, I'm actually, they're in big white letters on a black background. They flash at me, don't think, don't think. don't think. And I swear to God, I'm getting into this whole like little mantra thing. I've been doing it for weeks now since you did this.
And it works.
It works better and better every time.
I didn't do the don't think one, but I was trying to meditate sort of in my head and keep myself on point. And I
the
just
don't
was,
think thing really works because I'm envisioning it flashing at me, so it never stops flashing. Like even if my mind wanders off a little bit, then like the don't think is flashing at me, and I go, oh, I can't pursue that line of thinking. I'm just going to keep looking at the don't think.
I'm going to do it dark screen, though. You're saying white letters,
it's
huh?
It's big white block letters on a black background, and I just close my eyes, and it flashes at me. And I try not to even repeat the words in my mind. I just try to see them. And man, out like a light.
Good so anyway, for you. So that's, on a Sunday even?
I know.
Because Sundays are tough.
I know. Yeah. They're hard.
All right, take this as long as you can take it. Okay, I hope you can hear the...
His mantra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
He's so calm. He's so calm.
Someone's asleep next to him, I'm sure of it.
We will do what we feel. We will
say. I wish he would just say that.
What we feel.
Listen, Twitter, I got a sleeping four-year-old next to me, so this has got to be quiet.
Right.
I don't want to.
What we feel. We will do what we feel. Here we come to the final chapter of the nine-minute Kanye rant. Part five is about social media. I'm the greatest, and I'm not crazy. I actually do love him. That is true. He's not wrong. Like every day when there's a Kanye West story on the top of my pile, I'm always like, oh, yes. What did he do today?
Mm.
Okay. There we go.
How was that?
That's what Kanye's doing in Africa. Wow. That's good. That was excellent.
408 says, Kanye is mentally ill. This is the same as when the media was mocking Amanda Bynes when she was at her lowest. This is not helpful to supporting people with mental illness.
Yeah, we're bad people. There's no question about it. I really can't apologize for it. I'm sorry, you know. Someone needs to take his Twitter away from him if they don't want him to self-destruct. And frankly, I thought he sounded the sanest he's ever sounded. And he made some good points in there. I will do what I feel. What we feel. I like it. Mm. And it's nice to know that he actually is able to rein himself in when he's got a sleeping baby nearby. I mean, that's just healthy.
6580 says, oh, Kanye, this is a familiar thing. I have a kid who goes off his meds, and this is what we get. Just a lot of talking with nowhere to put it.
Mm. Well, now he's got somewhere to put it, and it's called Twitter. Mm. Put it there. Thank you.
You see?
You see what I did there?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Moving on. Completely different part of the world. Completely different.
We've now left Uganda.
We've flown north and west, I guess.
To where?
To England.
Oh.
Where Princess Eugenie got married.
Yeah.
Which one is she?
She's one of Sarah Ferguson's kids. So
okay.
Prince Charles's brother, Andrew.
She's one of the ones that wears the crazy hat.
She
right?
is, but it's her sister. Isn't Beatrice the one with the gigantic eyes?
Yes.
And Eugenie's kind of normal looking?
Mm-hmm.
So this is, she is a granddaughter of the queen. I want to say she's like eighth or ninth in line for the throne. And she looks absolutely spectacular. She, you know, married a lovely man. His name is Brock or something. Jack Brooksbank. They got married at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle on Friday. She wore an elegant long-sleeved wedding dress.
Oh, she's a pretty lady.
Yeah, she's very pretty. I guess that I haven't...
She's wearing a crown.
Well, she's wearing a tiara, which only married women are allowed to wear in the royal family, apparently.
Oh.
So now that she's married...
That's a tiara.
A tiara, yes.
My bad.
I think it's just, right, it's not joined in the back. It's
Here it is.
Yeah, so it just settles on there. But yeah, it's crown-like,
okay.
Very crown-like. So she looked great. Everything's going splendidly. The whole rest of the royal family's there. Prince William and his wife, Catherine. And their kids, actually, two of their kids are in the party. Little Charlotte and little Benson. What's the kid's name?
I don't know.
I think it might be, is it William? Whatever their little boy's name is. I don't know. I can't think of it. So they're all dressed up. You know, they're part of the party and stuff, and they're having a good time. And then Harry and his brand new bride, Meghan Markle, they're there. And then at the reception, I mean, listen, it's Eugenie's day. It's all about Eugenie. Eugenie, Eugenie, Eugenie. And I guess that Meghan Markle got kind of sick of that because she revealed to the royal family that she is 12 weeks pregnant at someone else's wedding. So
that is bad etiquette, correct? Yes.
Terrible etiquette. Yes. Even if you're not at a royal wedding, on someone's big day, you don't reveal anything. But you don't reveal your own engagement. You don't reveal that you have some major disease. You don't reveal.
You leave the day to them.
The day is theirs, and you don't reveal that you're pregnant. So the official announcement, I want to say, happened earlier today. They're a few hours ahead of us there in England. And it was so funny because at almost exactly the same time that the royal palace was making the announcement that Meghan Markle is with child, they started. Sarah Ferguson, the mom of Eugenie, she started texting and Twittering and Instagramming about the wedding. Like everything that would come out from the palace, she'd like put out other stuff. Because they were super mad.
Well, I could see why they were.
Yeah. Princess Eugenie on the verge. This is the headline. Princess Eugenie on the verge of tears after Meghan broke baby news at her wedding. I guess she stomped out of the room after the announcement was made.
That's kind of bogus.
Oh my God, it is as terrible. I mean, I love it because I'm super excited that there's all this.
I don't know
drama.
That Harry kid, but he is a prince, so I could have seen him doing it as in, well, I'm a prince. Everything I do takes precedent
it's
over
very
others.
Important.
Right.
I'm a prince.
And maybe he knew well. I don't know how exactly the announcement went down, but from the sound of that story, the family was gathered and. Rather than all being fawning over Eugenie, Meghan had to tell her news. So,
wow.
Exciting. Very exciting.
That's a little ugly.
Yeah, it's not the best, but congratulations to them. All right, Vinny, there's your royal update. I know how you like to be up on those things.
I do.
Yeah. What's coming up in the news?
Parenting makes the news and maybe the worst dad of all times after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What?
I swear, I just read this as we were coming on. I got to share this with you. 707 says, I saw Scott at Hot Monk in Novato on Saturday. Some lady kept talking to him during the set, and after multiple attempts to get her to stop, he said, if you don't shut the bleep up, I will rip your bleeping neck off. It was amazing. Marin people couldn't hang. Wow.
Oh,
he
boy.
Is so gnarly sometimes.
Yes, I will rip your bleeping neck off.
That's horrible.
That's a Scott show,
Scott's?
Everybody.
Well, I'm sure he said it in that just like.
Yeah, in his bitchy
looking
little him, way.
Looking all threatening.
Wow. Oh, that's a Saturday God. Night.
Happy Saturday night, everyone. Hey guys,
hey.
You can see Scott perform live. He's going to open up our secret show for us on Halloween. He's going to do a short set.
Let the man talk.
Yeah, warm the crowd up over there. You guys, please shut up while he's talking. So we'll take call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. We'll give you a pair of passes to our annual Halloween secret show. It's happening on Halloween Day at the Punchline in San Francisco. It's happening midday, though, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., come down and join us. Wear a costume. We have great prizes for the costume contest. And people are serious. Like, you got to put some real time into this.
It's for real.
It is. It is a for real costume contest. I think that people who tour the country winning costume contests all wind up at our...
Yeah.
At our like, some of them have been so elaborate, it's crazy.
My costumes are so half-assed, too, that it feels ridiculous to be up there on the stage as these... They're elaborate and well-thought. Mm-hmm. And often... come straight from the show.
Oh, yes. Right. They'll figure out some like garage cat. Uh-huh. I mean, there's a trio. We're going to see the three mouse cat-tiers this year. I mean, we've got...
Maybe.
We're definitely seeing that. Especially now that we have pictures of all of them. We know what they look like. So if you'd like to go, you have to be over 21. Call us now, 800-400-3697. Hooman would love to take your call. Mm.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Mm. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with PG&E as they were cutting power to certain locations around the Bay Area starting last night as we have gusty winds, bone dry weather, and dangerous fire conditions across Northern California. So they were preemptively shutting off electricity.
Well, how do you feel about that? I mean, I think it's great because certainly no fires are going to start because of them this time. But to, you know, be late for work or not.
The businesses that are closed.
Sure.
Did they
notify these people?
I don't know.
How long is it going to be down
for?
Well, you know
what? I have been hearing about it all weekend. So they got a little notice and better to be safe.
Absolutely. So, such a strange thing, though. We're going to cut everyone's power.
Well, if they're finding themselves they're going to get sued to smithereens.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if they cause a fire, then I guess they should. But if they're finding themselves in a position where they're like, you know what? Let's just cut it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because if one of those things get knocked, isn't that what caused the big fire last year?
What they say.
Power line went down, started a fire, burned all those homes. Yeah,
so,
I'm sure they're like, we're going to go ahead and cut the power.
Big fire risk today. Don't huck your butts.
And don't drag chains. Mm-hmm. And don't play with matches.
Right. So one of the stories you alluded to earlier that has made the news, and I don't know if anyone's wondering about it, but there's a columnist from the Washington Post, Jamal Khashoggi.
Sounds great.
Okay. He disappeared about 2 weeks ago. And the disappearance is under some murky conditions. We're not sure. There's Turkey's reporting the Saudi government killed this guy.
Yep.
This guy is anti-Saudi.
He is a Saudi, and I guess he used to be in pretty tight with the prince, and something happened, and he went in to get a marriage license or something?
Some are saying that he was lured back to Turkey, so I guess it was in Turkey, anyway.
But it was at the Saudi consulate.
Right.
It was,
but they have no proof. And one of the reasons I hadn't done the story was because right now there's a lot of finger pointing.
Oh, my God.
And so
crazy.
There is, you know, like our president just says, I just spoke with the king of Saudi Arabia, and he denies any knowledge of whatever may happen to this person. Mm-hmm. He has no idea. So that's where we're at. Turkey's saying they did it. They got that guy to the Saudi Arabian consulate here in Turkey, and the guy never left.
While his fiance waited outside. His fiance's outside, he goes in and just never comes out. They think he was dismembered in there and taken out piece by piece.
That's one of the stories out there, yes.
There's also a story
that disappeared 2 weeks ago, too, if I haven't added that. So it's very sketchy. I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it.
Well, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I mean, they
oil
say
money's going to cover all that up.
You're right about that.
Thank you, Hooman.
Without the Saudis, did you hear how much a barrel would cost? We got cut off. It's like $80 a barrel now. Without the Saudis, it'll be $400 a barrel.
Well, Venezuela will be psyched, though. Hey. We'll have to start buying their oil. They'd be psyched. Bad economy's good. Boy, the world. Oh, it's wonderful.
Big party.
Mm.
Anyway, that's the story there. As if that helped you at all, I don't know. So weird. I swear, I keep reading it and just going, the guy was taken into pieces?
You know, the latest
What kind of consulate is this? They have a butcher shop in there?
Yeah. Apparently there was some
what
kind
bathroom?
Of, they're saying there was a strike team in there, kill this
team. Right?
Yeah, they flew the hit team in 2 hours before.
Unbelievable. So the latest I heard this morning is that the fiance had his phone on her, and he went in there with his Apple Watch with some kind of record mode, which I don't know anything about these Apple Watches being able to record. And they say that they think the watch then got somehow close enough to the phone to download this, and they've got this. But I...
Oh, so she's saying she has audio
that.
Of his
Someone
murder.
Someone is saying that there is... I think they even said audio and video of his murder and dismemberment.
There's no way to have video through the watch.
I think that whole story sounds bunk.
Well, that's... Mm.
But
we'll
that's
see.
One of the million things that's
yes,
out there.
Yes, there
today.
Is no answer as of today.
Oh, boy.
A lot of speculation. You have... Did you skydive in Lodi?
No, I did not. I did it in Virginia. West Virginia? Virginia?
You did?
Yeah.
What are you doing in West Virginia?
I was with my boyfriend at the time, and we were visiting his family in Maryland.
Oh.
And so we were...
But you've done it more than once.
Twice. There.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, both times? Mm-hmm. Same trip?
Yeah.
You went
mm-hmm.
two times in the same trip?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like,
Well, because his brother was really into it.
Day after the you went once, and then the next day you went again.
Because his brother was really into it and had all the stuff, and so we're like, yeah. Okay.
Would you say it was 5,000 times easier the second time?
Well, you knew what to expect, but I was still so scared.
Did they have to push you out?
No. And I've told you guys this before. The scariest part is when we had to climb on the wing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the wing. I forgot about the wing part.
Oh, God.
Like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, my gosh.
Wing? Come on.
But I know about this Lodi place.
Authorities say a skydiver is dead after her parachute failed to deploy over California's Central Valley. The FAA is saying the woman was using her own equipment when the jump took place.
Oh, my God.
From Skydive Lodi Parachute Center. This was yesterday. The FAA is trying to determine whether the parachute was properly packed. I don't know anything about skydiving, and I will never do it, so it's not a...
That place, I don't have a story to back me up right now, but I feel like they've had a few incidents on.
I would think that you would. You're jumping out of planes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, inherently dangerous.
So hairball.
The packing of your own parachute, you'd think you'd feel better about, like, if you had that kind of experience you could use your own equipment.
When I went bungee jumping, people were saying I was more scared when I skydived. I'm like, you're all full of it. There's no way that it's easier to jump from a plane. I'm not saying it was easy to jump off a bridge with no water below me and rocks and derelicts who put the whole thing together that I was jumping off the side of this bridge. But the bottom line is, both are absolutely
terrifying.
Like, to jump from a plane. I loved that Tom Cruise, James Corden skit
they did
for Mission Impossible 5, because there it is. You know, Tom Cruise loves it.
Can't get enough of it. And James Corden is sweating bullets.
He's got his own skydiving watch. Or whatever that thing is.
He's relaxed and happy the whole time.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm very sorry to hear that about the lady.
Yeah, it's tragic.
It takes 3.5 months, according to this, of parenting before you feel like you know what you're doing.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, so you have to have a baby and about 3.5 months later, you're like, okay, we have a rhythm. I'm getting this down.
Parenting skills don't instantly come to us. Researchers found it takes people about 103 days or about 3.5 months before they feel like they've got the hang of parenting.
And that's before the baby's even a parenting challenge.
Right.
I mean, you're really just keeping that thing clean and fed. The first 3 months.
It's actually the easy part.
Oh, my God. The easy part is right up until they go to school.
I take that back. I say that because I'm not having to breastfeed that baby. And so, sure.
No, yes. But the thing is, they're...
No, but it's not
they're
easy.
They're not navigating life's trials and tribulations yet.
The missus, if she heard that, probably would have spit across the room. It's very difficult, I'm sure. My part right now is very...
Well, it's physically taxing.
Yesterday, I did this thing where the baby was crying. I got up, I walked her around, and then I started to see the like, I think she's falling asleep. And I got my arm, it was sort of under her this way, and I got her head in my hand, and I was already ready for the drop off into the little bed. Oh, slide the hand.
Nailed the landing. Stuck the landing.
Oh, yes.
Self high five.
Oh, yes. My God.
Of course, that celebration has to happen silently.
So
in your
quietly.
Head.
And the missus comes in and she's like, oh, my God. You got her. I'm like, yeah, man. Bye. But I didn't have to feed her or any of the stuff all night.
Baby
so
down.
I take all that back. All right, anyway, 3.5 months, they say. Being in a good routine helps, knowing what the baby's different cries and sounds mean, being able to change a diaper quickly without being traumatized, being able to leave the house with the baby and remember everything, and not getting frustrated or panicking when the baby cries. 3.5 months. Mm. We did get a text from someone who says, one of our listeners, that they may be delivering their newest baby today. So good luck.
Oh,
I'll read that when I get to them.
Congratulations.
If I can, I can never find those in real time.
I know.
They said something like, "I think I'm in labor with number two."
Yeah. Good luck. Okay. Here's and now from, parenting at its simplest state.
Right. Okay.
To, oh my Lord.
Uh-oh, what happened?
We now go to Bristol, Tennessee, where a guy was mowing the lawn recently when his 76-year-old father came after him with a chainsaw.
Oh.
He's mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
He's in Bristol, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Mowing the lawn. And his dad comes after him with a chainsaw. 76.
What did the son do?
Doesn't say. The dad's name is Douglas Ferguson.
Right.
We don't know what they were arguing about or how things got to the point of chainsaw serious.
Yeah.
Which is maybe the most serious argument you could ever find yourself in.
Yeah, there's hardly anything more dangerous than a chainsaw. I guess a gun. But the thing about a gun is it's like maybe it would be over quickly. Like a chainsaw, you're maimed and bleeding out.
That is ugly,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, chainsaws are scary. Chainsaws are really scary.
Guys, sorry, I will finish this story. Have you seen the ads for Halloween, the new Halloween, starring Jamie Lee Curtis with gray hair?
I did see a little, just a little bit,
can't wait. I got to see it. Mm. Are you in?
I guess so.
You're not scared? You don't love it? You don't want that?
You know, I have to say the Freddy Krueger and the is it?
Mike Myers.
I was going to say Michael Martins. I know that's not right. Although he is very scary.
Yeah.
Those ones don't, I don't care about those ones. I don't, the slasher flicks. Mm-hmm. I like things that are way more like psychological. Like I just don't, you'll have to let me know if you love it and then I'll watch it if you do.
I don't think I ever saw the first one. Hooman is not here, but he does not watch scary movies.
I know, but wouldn't it be great if he did? It's Halloween for crying out
loud. It would be great because then he could review them.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what that's all about.
And A Quiet Place was great. Like, I don't know why he didn't watch
I love that. Okay, back to the chainsaw. Okay. So the dad's name is Douglas Ferguson, and it's not clear what these guys were arguing about, but he goes after his son with a chainsaw. Meanwhile, the son is mowing the lawn, and he's forced to defend himself.
Oh, so does he do it with the lawnmower?
He does.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
He ran his dad over with the lawnmower, and Douglas, the dad, suffered serious injuries and ended up losing a limb.
Oh, boy. So he really... Was he on, like, a ride-on mower?
These two guys were full-on fighting with a...
Is it because the kid still lives at home?
I don't know how you could ever take a chainsaw to another human or... I mean, I guess if you had to defend yourself... You do so with the lawnmower because that's all you've got at your
I don't know. I feel like maybe stop the mower and run.
Yeah.
This all happened back in June, but cops didn't arrest Douglas until last week because he was still recovering from having lost one of his legs.
Oh, so he's the one who's in trouble.
The dad with the chainsaw is the one in trouble.
Good.
The son with the lawnmower was just trying to keep himself from getting...
Do you think that he took the lawnmower, like as dad's coming at him, he just tipped it upward so that the guy would run right into it?
Yes, I do think that.
Oh, boy.
That's exactly what I think.
Mm. I'm reading a longer story, and all it says is the detective said that the two men had a running feud.
Oh. And yet there's the kid mowing your lawn for you, Dad. Or maybe it was the kid's house. I don't know.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. They're saying here, 707 says, maybe the excuse for that lady, Princess...
Eugenie?
No, the one
that... Oh, Markle? Meghan Markle?
Maybe people asked her why she would... Why aren't you drinking? Mm. They
and
noticed
so it
she
came
wasn't
out.
Drinking. So she said, I'm pregnant.
Keep it on the DL because it's Eugenie's wedding.
That's how it happened.
Maybe. Like wildfire.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, certainly people do notice when someone's not sharing the toast.
707 says, Yuzette, increase the price
of my
Pants.
As a collector, not a panties, but if I did want to start that type of collection, $1,000 for someone as famous as you is nothing.
That's not enough.
Oh, I'm famous.
Not enough.
Increase the price.
All right. $5,000.
Oh, boy. You
408 says they'd buy a pair of Yuzette's panties, but they have to be worn by Vinny while on the air.
Oh. Well, all right. Well, how much are they willing to pay? I'm sure you guys can work something out.
How am I going to get into those? I don't see that
work. That'll work fine. Don't you worry.
Get you a pair of big panties.
707 says, I love Michael Martin. Great sense of humor.
Yes, he does have a great sense of humor.
He is great.
Now I'm in the market.
Oh, here it is. Morning, radio family. I might be in labor with baby 2. Wish us luck.
Oh, good luck. It's hard to be number two.
What do you know about
as a grown up? My poor brother, you know, he's always been number two.
Oh, man. The texts about Hooman and your brother continue to come in too.
That's resolved. It's all set.
Are you sure about that?
Nope. It'll be fine. All right. The album charts are next.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.